This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. IRS meltdown. For regular taxpayers, April 15th means something. For employers, this time of year means making sure that you filed your quarterly payments for December and, more important to all your workers, that you are shoulder to the wheel to get them their tax statements as soon as possible and no later than the end of the month so they can file pronto. The incentives and motivations are usually pretty clear when it comes to taxes. The earlier you file, the quicker you get a refund, if you're in that lucky group. Not so fast this year, cowboys and cowgirls. The IRS this year has pulled out the crying towel, and it's not just the pandemic. You have problems, call Saul. The IRS seems unable to pick up the phone. An old and revered Acorn leader used to define a rationale as a lie in the skin of a reason. This year, the IRS has some real reasons in the skin of a pandemic rationale. As a story in the Times reports, although the population of the U.S. has grown by more than 60% since 1970 and the tax code has become more complex, the size of the workforce at the IRS has been flat. The agency has fewer auditors now than it has employed at any time since World War II. Furthermore, in the USA, it's not like they're going to be a bunch of volunteers showing up at their offices to lend a hand helping them collect either. Actually, it's not actually collection that falls down, but processing. On January 8th, the Times also reported that the IRS website says that as of December 18th, the agency still had 6.3 million unprocessed individual tax returns from last year. That's a lot of returns. Recently, in a twisting tale, I found myself in that number. Inquiring about a loan, the bank asked for my permission to request a statement from the IRS verifying my return from 2020, the last year the IRS is reporting having fallen behind. When the bank got the report from the IRS, they said they had no record of my having even bothered to file, inferring that I was some kind of billionaire scofflaw deadbeat. I couldn't get my bank statements from Capital One online, but that's another long story. When I got back from town, into town, miraculously, I was able to find statements that I hadn't thrown away for a couple of months in the spring and summer of last year. Darned if I didn't find the proof that I'd written the checks to IRS and the money had been withdrawn by the IRS, in one case within 3 days, in the other within some weeks. I now even had a physical copy of the canceled checks from the IRS. My point being, for those of us in the over 6 million stuck in the system, they are still good at making deposits, just not so quick at actually moving the paperwork down the line. Congress, under the thumb of an army of well-heeled lobbyists and other enablers, is at fault here. They've been refusing to increase funding from the IRS, even if, and perhaps especially if, it means more money and workers to go get the money. Some of the Republicans claim they're just toting for the rich. They're not just toting for the rich, but they had their feelings hurt some years ago about how the IRS issued nonprofit status determinations for Tea Party groups. That's a perfect example of a rationale under the earlier definition as a lie in the skin of a reason. It turns out that only death is certain, taxes, not so much. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.